Well, Noah, thanks for talking to us again. It's been a while since we've hooked up and talked some golf. First of all, how's your summer going? What's the latest? I know playing different tournaments. You're working a little bit as well. How's the summer going so far?
It's been going pretty good. I mean, this winter's looked a little bit different than past winters. I kind of had to take playing some tournaments off this winter to get some things sorted out. So finally getting that all taken care of. And, just kind of getting ready for the tournaments I got coming up. Had a solid finish a couple weeks ago at Desert Financial Open here in Scottsdale at Talking Stick Golf Club, where I actually practiced at. That was kind of nice to have a home game and a solid finish there, kind of leading into the summer here. I got a busy stretch coming up here in just a little over a week now. I'll be on the road for probably 4 or 5 straight weeks, so really looking forward to getting back out on the road.
Of course, you and Brandon Crick are both, for the past year or so, been part of that Korn Ferry Tour and trying to get yourself to the top of the list. And all the ultimate goal, of course, is to get that PGA Tour card. And I know you two are still battling each and every day to get to the top, aren't you?
Absolutely. That's definitely one of our top goals we want to reach in our career, and just to kind of at least be playing out there full time, if not someday even becoming a winner out there as well.
You feel like your golf games is going pretty well here early on part of the summer?
I feel like it has. I feel like I've really just kind of been focusing on the correct stuff I really need to practice on, a little bit more technique, not practicing as much throughout the day, so I'm a little more condensed with my time, which I think has also been beneficial for me. Practicing with a lot more intent rather than kind of almost getting like a little lackadaisical when you're out there for 6-7 hours every day compared to a solid 3-hour session. And like I said, just kind of practicing with more intent and having a few more goals and appreciating the practice I have, or appreciating the time I have to practice again.
Arizona's kind of becoming your home, hasn't it?
It has a little bit. It's definitely got a lot of opportunities around here, met a lot of people, made a lot of connections, so kind of have a little bit of a setup out here, so it's been really good.
So what's the goal this summer, I guess? You've got a lot of tournaments to play in. You got to pick up wins. That's the ultimate goal, is pick up wins or top 5, top 10 finishes to get yourself up that leaderboard, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm kind of going back to the mini tours right now, starting a little bit from scratch, but I have that tour experience now, which I think is only going to benefit me going forward. Now that I've kind of been there, I kind of know what I need to do, taking care of my body a little bit more. When you're on a 4 or 5 week stretch on the road, you got to listen to that a bit more, because you got to be 100% once round one comes for the tournament.
I know it can be a little tough, you know, with what you're doing all these years. You're playing a lot of golf. Noah played a lot of golf, and that's your goal. That's your career right now. But you haven't given up. Say, hey, I'm going to keep going at it. I'm going to keep playing these tournaments. That's what I like to do. That's my livelihood. I want to keep going, and I'm not giving up on it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I'm going into my 5th year now playing professionally, so it's been a journey so far. But, I mean, looking kind of into the future at future goals and kind of where I see myself at, that's what keeps me motivated every day to kind of go out and be the best I can be each and every single day.
You're in a state, Arizona's got a lot of great golf courses around that state, don't they?
There is. It's a little chaotic right now, though. Obviously, summer coming up, prices are starting to drop, but it is tough to get tee times in prime season.
And you've adjusted to the heat out there. Again, we've always heard it's a dry heat. It's a different type of heat from Nebraska heat. But I take it you're accustomed to that now, aren't you?
I'm getting there a little bit. I mean, it's getting pretty hot so far, so we've had a lot of days over 100 degrees so far. We actually had some rain yesterday, so that was nice. But it'll make it nice and humid today.
I did hear that there were supposed, maybe there's a couple of days here where rain is few and far between over there. You might even have a few more chances, huh?
There might be. I think they're talking a chance today. It was raining pretty good last night. Actually, got woken up at like 3 a.m. from a monsoon. It was thundering pretty loud out here.
And they'll take those when they can get them, because it doesn't happen too often, does it?
It does not, absolutely. We appreciate it every time we get it out here.